We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the latest RotoWire player news. In the NFL, Kyler Murray is listed as questionable for Sunday's game in Chicago after practicing in a limited fashion Wednesday through Friday. Rams running back Daryl Henderson returned to practice Friday as a limited participant and is listed as questionable for Sunday's game against Jacksonville. Raiders running back Josh Jacobs is listed as questionable for Sunday's game against Washington after logging limited practices Thursday and Friday. Taysom Hill isn't expected to need surgery and will attempt to play through an injury known as mallet finger on his throwing hand. Broncos running back Melvin Gordon will be listed as doubtful for Sunday's game against Kansas City. Bears quarterback Justin Fields is listed as doubtful for Sunday's game against the Cardinals. Quarterback Andy Dalton will start in Fields' place on Sunday. In the NBA, LaMelo Ball was placed in the league's health and safety protocols Saturday. Terry Rozier was also placed in protocols. Taking a look at some NFL Sunday action, exploiting the matchups week 13 start sit, we're looking at Boston Scott and or Miles Sanders at the running back position. Scott is dealing with an illness and Sanders an ankle injury, but both seem more likely than not to play, with some chance for a huge workload for one of the guys if the other doesn't suit up. Jordan Howard seems to be out for at least one more week, while Kenneth Gainwell has seen at least 4 carries and only 5 targets over the last 4 weeks, including a healthy scratch for one game where Sanders, Scott, and Howard were all healthy. Circumstances should work a little bit more in the rookie's favor this week, but it'll be likely that Scott and or Sanders leading the rushing attack with quarterback Jalen Hurts banged up against the Jets defense. Running back Javonte Williams for the Broncos is also another option. This is an easy one if Melvin Gordon doesn't play. Let's assume he does, and let's start Williams anyway. Even before Gordon was banged up, there were minor signs of progress for the rookie, with the past 2 games yielding 2 of the largest snap shares for his season. The second of those games, last week against the Chargers, also featured a high watermark for fantasy points, 20.1, with Williams punching in a 9-yard rushing touchdown and later coming up close on a 42-yard reception. At the tight end position, look to Logan Thomas. He took 66 snaps, 79% snap share, and 6 targets in his first game back from IR, finishing with a 3-31-0 receiving line and was nearly 4-34-1 as he had 1 touchdown overturned late in the fourth quarter. The main point is that he handled an almost normal workload after missing nearly 2 months and could be now cleared for even a larger share for the snaps and routes in Week 13 against the Raiders defense that ranks 25th in DVOA against the pass.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.